Kirby and Josh.
Yeah, we got there. We got there.
Well done. And do you know why we got there? Because of our listeners.
That's right.
I have to give a massive shout out to Mr. Stewart from Ora Lily.
Oh, God, wasn't he a godsend, really?
Delivered the goods. You know, we were all feeling it today. We know everyone is because it's Monday, and he heard it. He heard us.
And helped us. And because of that, you actually taught us a bit about Mondays. Fun facts for your Monday.
Some quite surprising. People were curious about the weather today. Maybe it makes a bit more sense because it's a Monday.
I just thought that's probably one of the best facts I've ever learned. I'm not even sugarcoating it. That is up there with some of the best. Talked about how long did you not know the bone was broke?
Oh, did we ever? We thought you had a story. Whoa. Turns out there's some people who are quite warriors, you could say. They're walking around.
Well, Chloe's was great, wasn't it?
Chloe, oh my gosh.
What
I feel
story
for
that
her.
Is.
She basically, I'll tell you that she nearly lost her tongue and then other parts of her body. No, it's not good.
Oh, God, no good at all. Celebrity Game was back.
We celebrated TikTok's three-year celebration to the world, plus, obviously, the world's biggest game. We know when it hits the airwaves, you just lose your marbles. IKEA or Philosopher.
Oh, God, such a hard game. I mean, I'm sure other people are like, no, it's not, but to me, it was difficult. You can find it out right now on the podcast.
You are currently in a moon boot.
Yep.
You've hurt your foot.
Again, yeah.
Yeah, you were just doing the dishes, then all of a sudden...
Just collapse. I really wish I had a better story.
We had camera footage of this.
Kat didn't even realise what was going on. She's just like, what's happened? She thought I was joking. How do you hurt your foot doing that?
I mean, how dirty are your dishes, you know?
Well, I was putting them away. That's the thing. Like, they were already clean. I wasn't even scrubbing anything. Just went.
So you did go off to hospital. Yeah. Turns out that you've torn a tendon, but you've also... got a fracture in your foot, which been in your foot since the last time you heard it, which was 18 months ago.
Yeah, didn't know about it.
And you've been doing a lot of skipping, which is quite hard intensity on your feet.
Yeah, and running too. But I just didn't realise. But now looking back, because all the muscles around it were very tight. Remember, I had to get all the dry needling done.
You actually at one stage on your leg had bruises on your shins, and I've gone, there's something not right about that.
Yeah, I know. I was just tight. Maybe they're obviously protecting the ankle. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Turns out...
Red flag, for sure.
That your story, it's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, when I heard it for the first time without hearing others, I thought, wow.
Pretty impressive.
Josh, it's kind of a cool story to tell. Yeah. Turns out, though, a lady in the UK got a cooler story.
Oh, really? What's she done?
So Helena, when she was 21, she was on her way to work just driving and ended up in a car accident. And she got a little bit injured, went to hospital, but got cleared, did all the tests, scans, everything. They cleared her. And for the last 5 years, she's been a PT and a bodybuilder. And she's been competing in the heavy lifting bodybuilding competitions. But over the last couple of years, she has complained about foot injuries. And saying, mate, I've got a lot of pain there, but then took it onto the weight that was on her shoulders.
Because you'd be driving through your feet, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Turns out, no, back in that crash when she was 21, she actually had broken both her ankles.
Didn't know about it.
Got cleared. So it wasn't a clean snap, obviously, but there was fractures in both ankles.
How does that get through?
That just, you know, it puts a lot of doubt in my mind about heading to a hospital. Can that happen? You know?
I suppose, once it's happened, so this is what they were with mine, was that it was fractured, but they couldn't see because it was still connected at the time, because there's a lot of swelling. The swelling's pushing it up. So the joint is, technically joint, and then it slowly
over time
comes away. Yeah.
Well, hers, 5 years, she's been a bodybuilder with broken ankles.
That's insane, isn't it?
Crazy. And you do hear about these stories of people having injuries, but they didn't know for ages. I know my brother had a broken ankle himself. When he was 3, went back to crawling, but Dad didn't think it was a thing. And so he said, just get up and walk on it. It was, I think, 3 weeks later. Yeah. No, he'd broken his ankle.
That's insane, isn't it? 52232955. How long did you not know the bone was broken?
Yeah. Can you beat Josh at 18 months or maybe the UK chick at 5 years?
5 years. Imagine your whole life you just had a broken bone.
Surely you know.
52232955. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
We want to know, 52232955, how long did you go without knowing the bone was broken? This is because Josh is in a moon boot at the moment. Yep. He's had a fractured foot for the last 18 months.
Didn't know about it.
Didn't know.
All of a sudden get another x-ray. They're like, oh, it's broken.
It's fractured. Yeah. And turns out a lady in the UK, she had 2 broken ankles for 5 years and had been a bodybuilder. during that time.
Had no idea.
That's unbelievable. We do have Kirby from Brimley. How long did you go without knowing the bone was broken?
It wasn't actually a broken bone. It was a green stick fracture. Do you guys know what that is?
No, what is it?
Okay, so you know green sticks, like off a tree, how it will bend a lot before it breaks? Imagine that happening in your wrist. That was me when I was 10 for a month.
Did you just have pain for a month and told your parents, someone help me?
No. My mom didn't believe me.
Oh!
And I went up to my grandmother's, who used to be a nurse, and she took me directly to the hospital and got it snapped back into place. My grandmother, who was a hardened English woman, who used to be a nurse for 30 years, she was crying.
Oh.
At least she got it fixed in the end.
Yeah, well, that lady over in the UK, she actually had compound fractures.
Yeah, right.
And when you've got swelling around a compound fracture, I actually work at Barwon Health, so I've seen this a lot. Compound fractures around swelling is actually really hard to tell.
No wonder
they actually just let her go because they thought she was fine.
Yeah. Then same as you, Josh.
There you go. And we've learned something too, can I just say. Thank you for that,
Kirby. We also have got Chloe. Chloe, how long did you go without knowing the bone was broken?
About 20 odd years.
20 years.
Sorry. Oh, just under, yep.
I shouldn't laugh.
You're kidding. What was it? What did you break?
My jaw. So it's not something that you can really not tell either.
Yeah. How did you not know that your jaw was broken? How did you find out?
Okay, well, I'll go back and sort of start. Okay. So I jumped off a two-story cubby house onto a trampoline and I double bounced myself.
Ooh.
And I nearly bit my tongue clean off. So small country town, I got taken to the doctors. The doctors were more worried about the fact that I'd nearly severed my tongue.
Yeah.
Didn't even look at my jaw. So I was about six.
Yeah.
I went to get my teeth out, my wisdom teeth when I was 23, and they did the x-ray and they said to me, when did you break your jaw? And I'm like, I didn't. And he goes, yeah, you did. You've broken it twice on the right-hand side and once on the left-hand side.
Oh, wow.
That is unbelievable.
So did you have pain going through it at all? Or like, you know, when you're trying to sip water, it was just falling out?
I just thought it was normal because it had been there for so long.
Dribbling at 23.
Like, oh, yeah, it hurt.
To be fair, I still dribble. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie
and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. You and I, we are always trying to find money somehow.
Well, yeah, it would be nice to have a little bit more, wouldn't it, in life?
And for some people, they're very lucky. They're the bargain hunters that can find that piece of coal that you look at and it's trash, and then they take it somewhere and boom, millions.
It's like, yeah, they see the value in things that you don't see.
And that's exactly what one lady did over in the UK. She went to an auction. Just a little garage sale and thought, brilliant, there's a spoon, need one for my new home. Brought it home after paying around 40 Australian cents for it.
Yeah.
And her husband said, that looks a little unique. And he's big into
collectibles and stuff. Yeah, right.
Took it to someone to value it. They said, you can get a bit of coin for this. You should put it up at the next auction for this fancy pants place. Ended up selling for $4,500. What was it? An IKEA spoon.
Like just an old school IKEA spoon.
Must have been one of the first range that IKEA launched with. She paid 40 cents. She got $4,500.
That's just unfair. Imagine having that and then selling it.
I know.
It was like that guy that sold, like he bought the Chinese bowl from that and it turned out to be like 75K or something.
Do you know what I love though about this? That it's an IKEA product? Because people who are into IKEA, they rub it in your face and say, IKEA is the best.
Yeah.
Turns out in this case, yes, it is.
They're right.
100%
they're right.
Yeah. So because of that, I want to play a little game with you right now. Just a fun one.
Just a fun one.
IKEA object or philosopher?
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Let's see. How many Swedish philosophers are there?
And I'll let you know. Obviously, I'm going with the surname of the philosopher.
All right.
All right. Get my hunt.
All right.
First one. Hemnes.
Hemnes. I feel like you put a Scottish accent on that, so I'm going to go with philosopher.
Incorrect.
Oh, really?
That's a side cupboard that you can pick up at IKEA. A Hemnes. Quite sharp looking.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
All right. Going with... I was going to go with one, now I might switch it. Harman.
Harman. Why do you make them sound Scottish when they're Swedish?
I don't know. Harman. Is that Scottish?
I don't think that was anything. IKEA item.
Philosopher.
Yeah.
Graham Harman focuses on metaphysics and ontology. He's been an influential key figure
there you go.
In realism. It's exciting.
Oh, yeah, jeez. Yeah. He'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't he? Sounds it. Harman.
Going to go with Colland. Colland.
Colland.
What accent
like
am I giving that one?
I don't know. I think
Colland.
That's like a bad English one. I think it's a philosopher.
I tell you what, it's a rug.
Oh, God, jeez.
Do you want one more?
Yeah, to try and get one right, yeah.
Okay.
It's a philosopher.
Surely. Habermas is a philosopher.
Oh, there you go. There you go, Josh. Okay. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. I want to get your opinion on something.
Yep.
Because you're a dog person, you're a dog lover.
I love them.
You've got Greta and Sully.
Yeah, two little English staffies.
You love them so much that you won't tell people where your dog park is.
No, that's just because I want to keep it less busy. It's a really good oval and only a few people go there.
Quote, someone's going to come to the dog park and steal my dogs.
Well, that guy was a bit of a weirdo. He was. I'm pretty sure he was on meth.
But in saying that, I don't mind dogs, but I don't have the love for them as dog lovers do.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you see a dog out, maybe we're walking in Eastern Beach, you go, oh, dog.
Yeah,
I don't have that attraction yet.
They're so good.
Yeah, I've got that for babies.
Yeah.
Love babies.
Humans. Yeah, righto. Cool.
But something happened yesterday that involved a dog, and I know where I stand, but I don't know if it's because I'm not a dog lover.
Yeah.
So, beautiful day yesterday.
Gorgeous. Sunny.
Oh, lovely. And my cousin came up from Melbourne, and we went for a little road trip to go out for lunch to Lawn.
Nice one.
Lovely neck of the woods.
God, it's good, isn't it?
Hadn't been there in years. I remember going when, as a child. But gosh, it's brilliant.
Jeez, you got busy though. So many people go to Lawn now.
It was busy yesterday. It was people out and about.
Really?
Which was great to see though.
Yeah, absolutely. We need it.
So went for lunch. You would have loved it, thought of you. The bottle of milk, burger place.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Good, isn't it?
Got myself the water pickle and had lots of pickles in it.
Oh, good. Because there's nothing worse when they put one on.
What's like, that about? I want pickles, you know? Please, stack it with pickles. So, yeah, highly recommend water pickle from bottle of milk. But while I was sitting there, we were sitting inside and I could see people sitting outside and they were consuming their burgers too. Looked great. Everyone was having a joyous time. Yep. But then there was one couple that I saw sitting down and they had a dog with them, which is fine. It's an outdoor seating area.
That's fine.
Beautiful weather, making the most of a Sunday.
Love it.
The guy, he picked up a chip. Great thick chips, by the way, long. So nothing too short.
Yeah.
And he put it in his mouth and took a bite. Then he turned his head. And at this stage, I thought, what's going on here? Then before I could do anything, before I could run out and tell this man to stop what he was about to do, his dog came and ate the chip out of his mouth like Lady and the Tramp style.
Oh, that's frank. That's frank.
So, what is that about?
See, all for like, I give Sally and Greta like, if I'm done with my food,
sweet. Leftovers.
Here's some leftovers for you. Certainly not making out with them.
No. His wife was next to him, but he chose the dog, you know?
Did his wife have any, like, objection to it?
Didn't flinch at all, which really makes you question what's going on behind closed doors.
Something that's obviously happened before, no doubt. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Jimmy Dean, Star. Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly, famous, Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire,
V.I.P.
Eddie Davis, DiMaggio,
the Celebrity Game.
So Herbs, this is where we like to put you to the test. You have to guess the celebrity just off their voice alone.
Love to. I'm in a great mood after that.
That's a good one, isn't it?
The hips moving.
Matty's a brilliant. He's a magician when it comes to production. So Basically, these are all athletes, or sorry, celebrities that were athletes as well. So, for instance, one of them actually was at the Olympic Games back in the 80s and 90s. One of them was almost there for a sport that he did.
Really?
And then a couple could have been professional athletes over in the States.
Some people are so talented. Like, it's quite frustrating that you can be that great at multiple things.
Sickening.
We're struggling. We're struggling,
you and I. Not even good at this.
We were going off air through talents that we could make a side hustle of. And the list, there's none.
Well, anyway. All right, Heavy, let's see how you go with this one, okay? Let's kick it off with this man. Oh, why has everyone changed my buttons? Hold on 1 second. We'll restart.
Okay.
What I was in, and I need to embrace this thing on a worldwide global level.
Oh.
So this guy could have been a footballer.
Could he?
American football, NFL. He's a very big dude. Massive guns. Whole body, really.
The Rock.
I was in, and I need to embrace this thing on a worldwide global level.
More of a comedian, so like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, Terry, oh, I can't remember his surname.
Terry Crews
in White Chicks. He's my favourite.
All righty, next one. Here we go.
He could, though. He's a weapon.
Oh, he's a man.
You wouldn't want to be facing him on the field.
No, no way.
No, this was serious. I mean, we was filming on the edge of the dock, on the edge of the Black Sea in Bulgaria. And
so this man was a diver.
Is he Australian? Or have we got a bit of a Kiwi or a South African there?
I'd say English.
Okay, he's an English one.
Just diver represented England at the Olympics.
So he actually did represent.
Yeah, in diving.
And he's an actor?
He's an actor.
And he's English?
English. Action, more his sort of thing.
Oh, is he good looking? Oh, what's his name? Is he in Snatch?
He is in Snatch.
Yeah, I know who I'm thinking of, but I cannot get the name. What is it?
Starts with a J.
No, I'm not going to get it.
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, he is good looking. Oh, the hunky diver.
All righty, next one. Okay.
I think we need people to step up and share some positive info.
Chris Pratt.
Bang.
Yes.
He was a wrestler.
Was he?
Mm.
Well, is that a sport? Like WWE or?
Well, I don't know. I guess so.
I used to be obsessed with that.
No, like actual wrestling. You know when they sit next to you? Yeah, you see the Olympics.
In the gym. I see it. Yeah, I've seen it in the movies. I thought WWE. I was okay.
All right, last one. Let's see. Here you go.
I'm fascinated with the story. Impressed with James Gray. And
you know who this man is.
Can you give me a clue?
Well, the only movie I know, you'll get it.
I probably won't.
Men in Black.
Will Smith.
Will's. Tommy Lee Jones. Oh,
yeah. Well, I'm not going to the Olympics for this game.
No, you wouldn't be going for anything, I don't reckon. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. It's a tough one.
It is a tough one. We almost didn't want to come in today. We had a bit of the Mondays, didn't we?
That's right. Monday-itis hit us real hard.
Well, yeah, but you got to put up with them. You know, if you want the highs, like the Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, you need the lows.
You do.
And that's where we are today.
You were hoping I was going to be sick today.
Yeah, I don't know why I had it in my head. I was just like, I hope she calls in sick. Not that you were sick on the weekend or anything.
No.
Or even text me to say that you're not feeling well. I was just like, there's a chance. Might get a bit of a casual shift in the afternoon, just playing some more tunes.
But that's fine. I feel...
Everyone has Mondays.
Everyone has Mondays and we're battling them together. And you and I, we need a bit of a pick-me-up. So I've gone hunting on the old interwebs to try and find some fun facts about Mondays. Because someone out there has to love them.
Surely.
There's got to be a reason that we keep on having Mondays.
Someone's done something good on a Monday at least once, I reckon.
Well, you'd hope so. And look, I found some interesting stuff. Some still align with Monday being Monday.
Okay.
But that's okay, because that's why we know we're feeling the right emotions.
All right, cool. Gotcha.
So this is a good one. Monday is actually the best day to buy a new car, because studies have shown that people avoid buying a weekend as they're the busiest days for salespeople. So come a Monday, they've got time on their hands and they give the best deals out.
Really?
Yes. I need a new car.
So why didn't you go on a Monday? Where were you working?
Well,
it doesn't really help you.
It's good
so
to
you
know,
have to take a day off.
So I'll take that sickie.
Next week if you come back.
This one might make sense because you have told us the forecast for tomorrow and we are expecting a bit of rain.
Yeah.
Today, beautiful day. Because surprisingly, Mondays are the least rainy day of the week. Although the exact science behind it is unknown, researchers believe it's due to the decrease in man-made pollution over the weekend. Because a lot of offices and buildings are shut down.
Wow.
Isn't that?
That's amazing.
That's a good fact. So, you know, you don't have to pack that brolly every Monday.
That's incredible. That's really.
Yeah. And then this one, you know, happy little Vegemites.
Yeah.
Well, they were probably obviously doing a research into that slogan, but it turns out it's not all happy little Vegemite.
No.
This is why it is really a Monday. Because a study conducted by them in 2011 showed that the average person won't crack a smile until 11:16 a.m.
Really?
Fun fact. But luckily, it's 3:38, so now we're all smiling.
You know what I really liked about that is that you like you talked about how good Mondays were for the first two, and then you said, well, no one really likes it, though.
It's true.
You're like, hey, you buy a car, you know? Less
look,
rain,
tried.
And then you know everyone's sad on a Monday morning. Herbie and Josh. Okay. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. One of the big apps of the world. I'd say it's almost up there with the biggest now is TikTok.
Oh, it's huge. It's bonkers at the moment.
It's incredible how much people have just transitioned to it because when it first came out, everyone was scared.
Well, no one really got it. And then I feel that lockdown really helped TikTok.
For sure. I think it did indeed. So today is the third year it's been available worldwide.
Well, happy birthday.
Congratulations. I mean, they would be. I wanted to buy shares in it because I was like, what a great idea.
When?
But the guy that. Oh, just recently, I was thinking like, geez, that's gonna be bigger than Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
Guy is just so wealthy himself; he funded it all himself.
Didn't have to
get any help from anyone.
Jeepers, that'd be nice.
Well, imagine how much money he's making.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the great things about TikTok has been how it's introduced us to so much music.
Artists you didn't know, then other artists you do. They're all sharing their hits on TikTok now. It's basically 100%. How you get. A top 40 song, you'd say.
It's the way to go. How well do you know the tunes on TikTok, though? That's what we're going to put to the test, Herbie.
Oh, Josh, don't do this.
So I'm going to need both title and artist for
this. No, you're not. You're way much better. That's so bad. You're better on TikTok.
I don't want to things it sounds like.
You're better on TikTok than me.
All right, here we go. First song. All right. Everyone falls down sometimes,
but you just got to know it all. I'm not going to get it. Mm-hmm. Give me a clue. Or they sing the Sunday song, isn't it? Oh, my Lord. Surfaces?
Yeah.
Surfaces, isn't it?
Yeah. What's the song?
Don't know it.
You just said it.
Sunday.
Sunday Best.
Sunday Best. Feeling good.
Like I should. That's
yes.
A great tune.
Do you know they teamed up with Elton John? After they went huge on TikTok.
Jeez, wouldn't that be good? You gotta hit the ground running when you get a bit of fame.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Don't look at me.
Good one, isn't it?
You like it's gonna.
You know it.
No, I don't. I do. Nah, time.
I'll give you the initial CW.
CW. Chris.
No.
Oh, No. Is it? No.
Stunning. Curtis Waters would have been the answer we're looking
far
for.
Far out.
That's all right. Next one.
And do you know what's sad? I spent hours on TikTok. I woke up, it was 7. I waited till. Has that come back?
It's come back.
I'm just a kid. Life is a nightmare. I'm just a kid. Nightmare. Deep blue something, the middle. No, come on. Oof. Jimmy Eat World.
No.
Oh, good banter.
Just a kid though, Simple Plan.
Gosh. This is frustrating me, Josh.
Last one. All right, okay. Here we go. Oh.
Never learn to know. Doja Cat, say so.
Wow.
Well done. Congratulations.
Got there in the end. You know what I'm going to do tonight? More hours research.
I reckon. That's brilliant. You're incredible. Well done. Well done to all those that played. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. We love a good hack.
Oh, absolutely we do.
Things that make your life easier, why wouldn't you love them? Like, why take the long route when you can take the shortcut?
People make a lot of money creating like life hacks, don't they?
It's great. And with social media these days, you're finding out more and more because people like to express their life online.
Share it.
And I'm all for it. And there's one grandma who's actually, yes, grandma of eight, who has become a TikTok sensation.
Good on her.
Because she just shares her grandma hacks.
Well, she's had a life experience, hasn't she? You know?
Grandma's no best.
She's actually done the long road and then gone, here's a quicker way.
I'm going to teach you. Yeah, exactly right. And there's this one that my mind literally, it's all to do with the dishwasher. And you and I, big dishwasher fans.
Yeah, do you pack it right though?
Yeah,
because I feel like it gives me anxiety when people pack it badly.
We may not want to be packing dishwashers together.
You just put it anywhere, don't you?
I'll get a little rinse and then just if it fits, it fits. You know? Not in your book?
Well, like as long as it's like uniform, you know? Like I just hate when you got bowl here, bowl on the top shelf, bowl down.
But there's space for it. You've just got to put it in.
You
I'd rather
more
it clean.
Space. You can fit more stuff in there. Anyway, don't worry about it. Let's go.
Well, you know how sometimes when you put the dishwasher on and then at the end the cycle finishes, but the bowls are still quite wet, so you've got to let it dry?
Yep.
How annoying, because you want to touch them, but then you go, I don't want to dry them. That's the point of the dishwasher.
Yeah, exactly right.
Old grandma has said, this is what you need to do. When it's at the end of the cycle, open it up, put a terry towel in the door, so it's sort of hanging in and out. And you close it for 5 minutes, unlock it, done. Dry.
Absorbs it, does it?
Dry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you.
You can use it on a slow cooker too.
Can That's you?
Yeah, really good way.
Tell you what, you're full of these as well. Is this your grandma?
I'm old.
Because I recently, when I was living in Geelong West, learnt that in the laundry, the dryer.
Yeah, what utensil is.
If you put a tea towel or a dry towel in there with your wet clothes, dries it quicker.
Really?
Yeah. Definitely does. It just absorbs the moisture. I don't really know. It just works.
It's like if you put tennis balls in there too.
Does it?
Well, like just like helps circulate it.
Interesting.
Let's the air get into different pathways, yeah.
Have you ever cleaned a foggy mirror with shaving cream?
No.
Well, it cleans it. It's great cleaning tip. It doesn't just keep the smudges and streaks away.
Give me something that's like where my car's fogging up and I need to like wipe it down. That's
just
hack
kick
I
me
need.
Out of the car because I heat up cars like any machine. Good point. What about speed up ironing?
Don't do it. But give us a tip in case someone's doing it.
Okay. Place a layer of foil under your ironing board cover. This makes ironing faster and more efficient.
Really?
What?
How?
I don't know.
How does it work?
How am I supposed to know? It's a hack. You just got to do it for yourself and work it out.
Try it out. Does it heat up the foil maybe?
Maybe.
Surely not.
I don't know. This one I'm going to end on for you. Cool. Because I don't know if it's stupid or genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Break a glass on the floor. Dampen a piece of bread. Pick it up.
Okay. Should have ended on the foil. That was dumb enough as it was.
Okay. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and
Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. I reckon this has to be probably one of the biggest rich people problems in the world, Herbie.
But you don't know. I would love to have a rich people problem.
So Oprah Winfrey, we love her.
Ooh, we do, but she is very rich.
Always wants to be on that show, you know, when she gives away everything.
Cars.
Oh.
I mean, what did she really do on the show? Because I don't remember it for much more than just giving away prizes.
So true.
What did she do?
I don't know, but it would have been nice to be a part of that audience when they were getting everything. Anyway, so she bought a house 3 years ago, and it's a 43-acre estate. She bought it for $14 million US over in Washington.
Yep.
But she's had to sell it.
Annoying.
Annoying. You know, you've only just bought it 3 years ago.
It's basically brand new.
The reason she has to sell it is because she's too busy to use it.
So did I buy a house 3 years ago? I can't remember. Oh, we'll have to sell it. Imagine.
And she made $6 million on it.
Shit. It's because it's untouched. That's probably why they say don't open anything.
You know, it's just a brand new house, essentially. Imagine doing that.
And that's just ridiculous. That goes down to when they're, you know, rich people say, like, who cares what happens to it? You can just buy another one.
Yeah. So I was looking at like rich people problems because I don't have any personal.
You were trying to think of some.
I was like, how do I relate to this story? So there's people like I know a guy who had to buy a new yacht because his wife didn't like the beds.
On the old one. Oh, imagine the luxury there. Just have a yacht. You and I don't even have a tinny.
No. To be fair, I don't really want a boat. I feel like that's another problem in itself. Yeah. But okay. This guy had to get a car, keep getting it resprayed because he had a pet peacock and the peacock would see the reflection in the car. So then it would attack the car. So he just had to keep just getting it resprayed. Imagine having a peacock.
Oh, do you want a dog? No, like a peacock, thanks.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. Yeah. All right, Herbs. This is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics, see where you're sitting on everything.
Yep.
See how you're going in life.
On a Monday.
Alrighty, kicking it off with this one. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Drinking camel's milk. Yeah,
nah.
Or,
nah, yeah. Nah, yeah. Not opposed to it, but I don't want it to become a trend. I don't want to see another carton add to the milk aisle, even though it's not milk. Although camel's milk is a bit different, because it is.
Well, yeah.
It's not a nut.
There's plenty of options to choose from, that's for sure. So they reckon that there's less allergens and less people allergic to milk. And, like, so in terms of, like, you know, how a lot of people are lactose intolerant, like, a lot more as you get older as well.
A lot of people say they are because they stop eating it or consuming it. And then when they do, it's like, oh, my tummy.
Yeah, well, you know, sorry for those people. But drink camel's milk, apparently it's better. Apparently it's, like, and it's not as, like...
As harsh?
Yeah, on the body, they reckon.
Do you reckon that it, I don't know why my brain's gone here, but would it make a nice soap then?
I don't know.
That could be quite a nice, maybe, is that what we've been talking about?
What's our side hustle?
No one take that.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting. So it might be on your shelves sooner rather than later. The movie The Exorcist.
Yeah,
nah. Or,
nah, yeah. Yeah, nah, I never watched it.
Guess you were probably pretty young.
Yeah, but still, it's just sometimes so scary movies.
They're not for you? Yeah.
I don't hate them, but I also think there's better films out there, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it was that, well, because when we watched it, it was like later down the track. Back in the day when it came out, it would have been really scary.
Top of its game.
But obviously with all the special effects that we have now.
You can
like
see.
Like Paranormal Activity, I hate it. Because it can't see the bad guy.
Exactly.
That's the worst part about it. Like, you never
where are
know.
They?
And the way they build up tension, insane.
It's the music. Take that out of it. I could sit there in it with ease.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know what's going on. So this lady reckons she was possessed by demons. She even had bruises and that was fired the mirror across the room and stuff. Had to get an exorcist and then reckons she's okay now.
See, I don't...
I don't know.
I feel like maybe she's having us on and here's her 5 seconds of fame.
Yeah, now buy my book or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, potentially.
My tell-all.
Last one. Forgetting to return an item. Yeah,
nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah. Nah, yeah. I've done this. Mm. It's so hard to remember.
Well, what do you mean? Like, what have you not returned?
Oh, everything.
Sounds
books
like a
before
lot.
I found them, especially when I've moved houses. You go, oh, no. Like, and this, I'm one of those people that if you ever go at me, like the library, let's say, says you haven't returned the book. Oh, I have.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I have to eat that humble pie a bit later on because I find that book.
Yeah, you're always on your side until
yeah, but I will admit when I'm wrong. That's the only thing. Some people will fight that to the end.
Yeah.
It just takes a while for me to figure out I'm wrong.
So you'll fight it until you figure it out.
Well, well, you're actually never wrong too. Are you? I just don't bring it up.
I feel like you're the most hypocritical person that sometimes. Anyway, a guy has returned a book 53 years after it was due.
It would be now vintage, worth something.
More like, why bother now? They've forgotten about it. It's Herbie and Josh. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Now, golf, you and I have discussed this. It's a sport that, look, we don't play often. We've both had a swing before.
Yeah, but it's like...
It's more for you and I see it as like a social thing. Oh, yeah, we'll go have a hit of nine Nine rounds.
Nine's good. Nine holes is good. Yep. I feel like you don't get too tired that way. Like, it does take it out of you, but...
A couple of cold brewskis with you.
It's also just a way for people to... Like, how good are people that go golfing? You know, like, the sales team always go golfing.
They love golfing.
Going at 12 o'clock on a Friday, Thursday, 18, don't Monday, you know.
That's it.
But how good are they?
Well, it's like my old housemate. I couldn't believe that he actually had a 9-to-5 job because I could never see him bloody working because he was just playing golf all the time.
Oh,
and then on a weekend, like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm golf again. I'm like, does it get boring?
If you're making millions of dollars, great.
Yep.
Good on you. Well done. But if you're just an amateur on a weekend.
Rein it in.
Take up knitting or something. You know, it's just as fun.
Now, there is one guy who actually is making a lot of money from it. His name is, I might get his surname wrong, Colin Morikawa.
Yep, close enough.
Sorry. He's only 24 and he's been doing very, very well. And most recently he was at a tournament and he was leading, if that's a thing. Although I'm told
he was winning.
He was winning. And everyone started to giggle because just before he went to tee off, they started to hear some noises. And I mean, how old do you get? Or it doesn't matter the age. Farts are still funny.
Yeah, yeah.
They just make you laugh. And so the embassy broadcast, they're watching him stand there and he's sort of giggling as well, going, where is this?
Because he stepped away from his T-shirt.
Yeah. He's like, where's these farts coming from? Now, they all thought that this was happening from a spectator trying to throw them off.
Yeah, in the crowd.
No. Turns out that someone had come earlier in the tournament and dug a little recording device into the ground underneath where the marshals stand and was just setting it off every time
someone was there.
You'd have a little putt-putt.
There's two things to break down that. So why are they pranking like a major event where they just like decide, let's, you know, how good is this going to be? You know, we're going to dig a hole and then just play fart sound effects. But then also, golfers just need pristine conditions to hit a shot, don't they?
Don't they? As much as I like to chat at the club room, as soon as it hits to that green, no chatting allowed.
Any shot. So they always raise that sign like, quiet, please. I mean, how hard is it to hit the ball? Do you know what I mean?
I think you might be angering a few people.
Think about the cricket. It's like clap, clap, clap. Yeah, imagine if there was just dead silence when he's running in. Everyone be quiet.
Go, put it in. Yeah. There'd be more holes in one for sure.
Well, at least it'd be more entertaining to watch. Have you watched it?
Oh. No, only when there's farts involved.
I thought you were going to say when you need to fall asleep. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on KROQ 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh on KROQ 955.